From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is defending the merits of a framework nuclear deal reached with Iran. Mr. Obama said Thursday he is convinced that if the preliminary deal leads to a final comprehensive agreement, it would make the world safer.
This framework would cut off every pathway that Iran could take to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran will face strict limitations on its program, and Iran has also agreed to the most robust and intrusive inspections and transparency regime ever negotiated for any nuclear program in history. So this deal is not based on trust. It's based on unprecedented verification.
Iran, the U.S., and five other major world powers, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany, agreed on a framework Thursday in Lausanne, Switzerland, after months of tough negotiations in which success was often in doubt.
I hope that at the end of this process, we will all show that through dialogue and engagement with dignity, we can, in fact, resolve problems, open new horizons, and move forward.
Under the deal, Iran would cut its uranium enrichment program in exchange for relief from sanctions that have badly damaged its economy. Critics of the negotiations, especially Israel, say the U.S. and its partners would be giving Iran too many concessions. The White House says Mr. Obama telephoned Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to assure him that the framework in no way diminishes U.S. concerns over Iranian sponsorship of terrorism and threats against Israel. This is VOA News. Kenyans are mourning their dead after a day-long siege by al-Shabaab militants at an eastern university Thursday that left 147 people dead along with four attackers. Kenyan government is offering a $220,000 reward for another al-Shabaab member in connection with the attacks, Mohamed Kuno, who is already on a government watch list and is wanted for questioning about the attack at Garissa University. Security forces battled the militants for 15 hours and rescued more than 500 students before fatally shooting the attackers. Somalia's President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed said Friday that the killings show the need to eliminate the menace of al-Shabaab from the region. Al-Qaeda militants captured a key Yemeni military base in southern city of Mukalla on Friday, a day after storming a prison there and freeing 300 inmates, including a prominent al-Qaeda figure. Yemeni military officials say the militants faced little resistance in capturing the prison. To the west, the Saudi-led coalition, trying to halt the advance of Houthi Shiite rebels, airdropped weapons to fighters battling the Houthis in the southern port city of Aden. The capture of Aden would mark a major setback for the Saudi-led coalition. China's former security chief was charged Friday with bribery, abuse of power, and disclosing state secrets, authorities said, making him the most senior official prosecuted in decades. Zhou Yongkang, 72, once headed China National Petroleum Corporation and accumulated vast power and wealth as he rose through the ranks to become a member of the Communist Party's elite Politburo Standing Committee, the most powerful body in China. Brief statement on the website of China's top prosecutor's office said Zhou's alleged crimes led to great losses of public funds. It added that his crimes severely damaged national and public interests. French aviation investigators say the first analysis of the second black box from the German wing's flight that crashed in the French Alps last month reinforces the theory that the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, crashed the plane deliberately, killing all 150 people aboard. On Thursday, German prosecutors investigating the crash said Lubitz had searched online for information on suicide and cockpit door security in the days before the crash. U.S. employers hired workers at the slowest pace in more than a year in March, with a net gain of only 126,000 jobs. The economic data surprised many economists who had predicted twice as many jobs would be gained. And Russian rescuers continued to search Friday for 13 crew members still missing from the trawler that sank in icy waters near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula earlier this week. The ship's crew of 132 included 78 Russians. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.